these are the, some of the points. They said the community of Great Mumri and the army will respect themselves and the other law enforcement agencies as required by the interim constitution of the Republic of South Sudan. This is point number one. Point number two, the youth and the army will refrain from any hostilities. Another point is the community will be able to flee free, to come back, to feel free, to come back and continue with the socioeconomic development. Number three, the SPLA soldiers who have caused atrocities in Mumri will be disciplined by their command. Another point is the local administration of Great Mumri will keenly discuss with the leadership of the youth in resolving the conflict. Another point is we make a commitment to resolve this conflict once and for all.
Okay. Yes, Deputy Governor, these are some of the key points that have been reached between the youth and the army. So what is the guarantee that this agreement will hold?
Yes, in fact, I was in the ceremony yesterday, and I witnessed it. The only thing is that everybody should own the agreement. The citizens, the youth, the army, they should own the agreement, and they will take it very seriously. It is collectively that if they accept that one as their own something, then of course the implementation will be possible.
Yes, you also mentioned that some of the soldiers who might have been found to have committed maybe atrocities will be disciplined by their commanders. What about the citizens whose houses have been burned, and now as I speak to you, some of them are in the bushes of Mumri West County? What happens to them? Will there be a kind of compensation?
Yes, of course, this is even one of the resolutions. One of the resolutions even saying that the assessment will be, of course, will be made by the local authorities, and all the destruction done should be assessed so that it is for compensation.
Now, are people already coming back from the bush to the town as I speak to you? Have we seen people right from yesterday after the agreement was signed? Are people coming back?
Yes, a lot of people yesterday. And this night, most of the people came home and, of course, they spent in the old houses, destruction. The small children, they're also together with their parents.
What are some of the complaints before the agreement was signed these people have been raising?
Yeah, exactly. They are afraid. They are afraid of army. But now the general command is here. That's why they entered into this agreement, so that they may not see army. I told them that army is for them. Army is for their protection. Nobody could deny army, but the only thing is that there should be very good relationship.
Yes, Deputy Governor, one of the key issues I believe the people of Mumri West County want right now is some assistance, because most of their properties were burned and some of them have nothing to eat. So what is the immediate plan of the government now, of your government of Western Equatorial State?
Yes, the immediate plan of Western Equatorial, government of Western Equatorial, and even plus the church leaders, that the humanitarian agency should enter in, should intervene as soon as possible, so that they will come and assist the people. The only thing is that they have to support the people. Meanwhile, then we will look for other means.
And when do we see the implementation of this agreement that has been signed between the citizens and army beginning?
It is right from yesterday. After signing, the implementation, and that's why people are coming back to their homes.
And we do understand that this morning around 10, you will be addressing the citizens, explaining more about the agreement to those who might have not attended yesterday.
Yes, that's correct. That is the program.